You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Friday, it was like June out there, and this morning we're back to being late February or early March out there, Curtis. You got to do better on the weather.
I'm really sorry.
I'm so sorry. Really, it's like this all week.
It's going to be a really nasty, raw, gross. Worst time in New England right now.
This is Kevin from Dorchester. Hello, Kevin.
Greg, how are we doing this morning?
What's up?
I'm just going to offer you, I know your road show, you got one coming up in down in Bourne in May.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have a place to stay yet, but I want to offer you my house down there.
Oh, yep. might be good for Wiggy.
Right up from the chat room, it doesn't have a hot tub for Wiggy, though.
Oh, it's all right. Okay.
No jacuzzi, but it's about a 6-8 minute ride to the Lobster Trap and the Trading Post and... four streets up from the chat room. Do you know the chat room, Greg?
Yes, sir. Yep. That's very nice of you. Yep. Does it have a bidet? Wiggy requires a bidet.
I have my own bidet, so I can bring my own if I actually need one.
Wait, your bidet can travel? You have a traveling bidet?
Yeah, it's not the actual bidet toilet. It's the bidet adjustment.
What's his or her name?
No, don't have a name for her.
No bidet, Wiggy.
That's all right. I have my own.
Well, do you mind, though, if he's going to go in there with the monkey wrench and F with the toilet and put the bidet on. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever works for Wiggy.
Yeah. Okay.
Very well, easy to do.
Listen, outstanding. Yep.
By the way, it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, is that okay? Is that
it's the weekend after, isn't it?
No, I think it's actually, I think we're kicking off Memorial Day weekend with the pregame at the Trading Post, which is maybe the best bar pizza in the United States of America.
Why are you going to the Cape on that weekend? There's going to be traffic.
Did you stop and think about the traffic? All right, Kevin, very nice of you. Hang
on. It is the best pizza. Yep. It's got 6 bedrooms, Greg. Okay. 3 bathrooms, sleeps 10 people, so there's plenty of room.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Thank you. Hang on.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hang on. So, full roadshow schedule is out.
Yep.
And we're less than a month away. So we will kick everything off in Springfield, I believe, and cannot wait to get going on roadshow season, which lasts into July and wraps up at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. But we got a couple leads left this morning. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning. So we all know that the NFL draft is just a few weeks away on Thursday, April 24th. And if you've just been anywhere on social media and were able to see and hear some of the whispers that came out of Colorado's Pro Day, there's, you know, some people that are saying Shador looked really good. There's a little bit of the hitch and the ball tap, but you know, people are saying, oh, he taps the ball. Peyton Manning used to beat the hell out of a ball, and he was a pretty good quarterback. But it looks like overall, Shador Sanders had a pretty good pro day. We saw Travis Hunter run some routes. So there's a little bit of he didn't look particularly great at like some of the routes that he was running because it was a lot of like, you know, just shimmying and shaking, which won't work in the NFL. So that all leads me to believe that based on what I'm seeing with Shedeur Sanders, that there's a good chance that at number two, the Cleveland Browns take Shedeur because the Tennessee Titans canceled a private workout with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. So it looks like Tennessee is going to take Cam Ward.
Okay, number one locked in. Is that where you have him on the mock? Sorry, I haven't looked at
Cam Ward. I do have locked in at number one. Wiggy, I just have some bad news for you.
Okay.
I wanted to just give it to you straight here. Shedeur Sanders is currently favorited to go, according to the sports books, favorited to go to the New Orleans Saints, who pick at, I believe it is, 8. So.
Wow.
So where does this information come? Because the coach of the Browns said Shedeur looked great. He had great arm strength. He could make all the throws. I don't know if these – what was that place you heard it from?
No, it's FanDuel Sportsbook.
I don't know what FanDuel scouts went to see Shedeur.
No, it's those who are wagering.
Okay.
It's the sharps like Shine.
All right, I don't know who was showed up. Like, I don't know who showed up.
They always have more info than us.
That whispered to say.
Nobody's whispering. They're just wagering that Shedeur is going to go at number 8.
Okay, so who are they wagering to go at number 1?
Cam Ward, I would assume, is best odds.
Cam Ward is the very, very heavy favorite to go number 1 overall.
All right, well, number 8 to New Orleans. I'm just basically telling you what Cleveland Browns head coach had to say about Shedeur Sanders.
Well, if you believe that, Wiggs, Shedeur Sanders to go number 2 overall, 10-1. So go bet it now if that's what you believe.
I'm going
to
bet on that because I think that Cleveland is definitely in the market for the quarterback. And then that leaves the Giants to make the decision on what they want to do with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. So if you're a Patriots fan and Shedeur goes number 2, then there's a good chance you're going to have one of the two, whether it's Travis
Let me ask you this. If you were Vrabel and Wolf, would you trade up to make sure that you can get either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter?
I would trade up to number 2 to get Abdul Carter. If I was the New England Patriots, I would pick up the phone and say to Cleveland, hey, if you guys are not in on Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, like didn't run great routes, I would trade up to number 2 and say, "What you know, we'll give you whatever that compensation is, and I would take Abdul Carter." So I wouldn't wait.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
So for the first time over the weekend, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, spoke about the torpedo bats, did an interview with the New York Times, and said, I believe that issues like the torpedo bat and the debate around it demonstrate the fact that baseball still occupies a unique place in our culture because people get into a complete frenzy over something that's really nothing at the end of the day. The bats comply with the rules. Now, there is a bit of a curtspiracy out there that is similar to the NBA and the Lakers, and that would be that Major League Baseball would like nothing more than the New York Yankees to be around in October.
All right.
Hence why they are allowing the torpedo bat to continue to be used.
All right.
Would that make you suspicious?
Because everybody has the ability to use torpedo bats. If the commissioner is saying the torpedo bats, you know, they can comply with the rules of what the bat guidelines and restrictions should be, then why not? You know, then other teams, if they felt like it would give them an advantage, they could use them. So I don't think it's not like just for the Yankees. Mm. So if you're the Red Sox and you're Devers and you want to use the torpedo bat, you could use it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not much ado about nothing.
Well, according to Bradford, I heard him on Jones and Keefe on Friday when they were at the Cask. Bradford said the Yankees were using this end of last season and stuff, and like a bunch of people have been using this now for a while. And so, like, it's just because the Yankees mashed a bunch of home runs and scored 20 runs on the Milwaukee Brewers, has this become a thing?
Yeah, I feel like it's not just to get the Yankees good. I think just like every other sport, Major League Baseball knows it needs offense to get more viewers because that's how everybody enjoys sports these days. So if the torpedo bat ads runs, then people will be more interested in watching games. Yeah. Therefore, they're going to do whatever they can to keep it around.
Although a lot of viewers for college basketball, and no offense at all in that game, Curtis. None. That's what Wiggy told me.
That Florida Auburn game certainly.
It
no
was
offense.
One. Oh,
the game was so fun.
That
so,
was an awesome game. So that,
Will Clayton Jr. is awesome.
Did you not see the ratings for the Elite Eight?
What do you mean?
Of the Elite Eight that we just passed down. Versus last year, Elite Eight. So ratings, they fluctuate up and down.
The final
four was the most watched. But the Elite Eight
if
ratings.
If you really want to go into the ratings, I'm happy to.
No, no. The Elite Eight ratings were down versus last year.
Final four was up
since 2017. Stop it. College basketball. Listen,
the Gators,
I love it, but it is so bad when it comes to offense.
They have like three guys who are shooting 80% or something like that.
That's one team.
I know.
It's one team.
I know. But
did you not watch the other game?
Yes, I did.
Did you not watch the other game?
Yes, I know. I did.
That is one team and it had one game. That is one team.
Yeah.
Did you not watch the week before, I believe, the Elite Eight when Michigan State was playing Auburn? And Michigan State's offense is so bad that at the end of the game, they had to force the ball to one kid because he was the only one who could shoot three-pointers? Listen, I love college basketball like everybody else. I'm not a college basketball hardo and going to go back to the, you know, Jamal Mashburn and Christian Laettner days of Duke versus UNC. But the offense in college basketball is horrible. Do they play hard defense?
There's a lot of offense in the NBA and nobody's watching. So what's
I complain about the offense in the NBA. I complain about there's way too much three-point shooting.
So which would you prefer?
I would prefer, if I had to watch it, I like the NBA more because I'm more of an NBA fan than I am an NCAA fan.
I know why. That doesn't answer that question.
Why do I like it? Because I like...
It's the drama.
No. Because I think the players, obviously, in the NBA are better. So
Where did they come from?
Well, not all of them come from college.
Where did they come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Most of them came from college.
Yeah, and for whatever reason...
But most of them came from college.
Yeah, but some of them, for whatever reason, they get a lot better when they get to the NBA. I don't get it.
This is old school, total way to gloss over facts in an argument. The conversation this morning, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, has been about how bad the offense was on Saturday night.
Wiggy started the morning off by talking
about
how he can't stand college hoops because they can't shoot the basketball. And he doesn't like the pick and roll.
Right. And now he's citing games that weren't this weekend that we've been discussing.
No, because
you brought
up the ratings about how...
Right,
but
the game
you fail to look at all the ratings from...
As a whole, this is the best ratings they've had in over 20 years.
Yeah, in 2017, that's when the ratings were good.
Nope, as the entirety of the
tournament. Yes, but the Elite Eight ratings went down.
Right, so you're citing games that we weren't discussing as a way to prove a point.
Because you made it seem like the ratings were better, and they were better in the Final Four, but they were worse in the Elite Eight. The viewer ratings.
As a whole, the ratings are
and we're not talking about a whole. We're talking about
the game
Final
that you were
Four
referencing
was
the most watched in
that's
seven,
what we're talking
years.
About. Most people, you know, that's what we're talking about.
Right, the game that you were watching was the most watched in 8 years.
Yes, in 2017.
That you said was bad for TV.
Well, yeah, college, and I've always said college basketball. And if you ask any college basketball fan, and Jones
they'll
and
tell
I,
you they can't shoot.
Well, they'll tell you. Say, ask Jones. Well, he'll tell you the same thing that the offensive product is just it's bad.
All right, those are our leads this morning.
I like it when people cross the half court line and chuck it up. That's great.
we are going to get to They Said It coming up. Shaq would disagree with you when it comes to the NBA product.
What is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's not that happy with
the
NBA.
I heard. And I agree with him on his point.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with him on what he said he would do.
Well, the second round ratings were down.
Okay. So. Well, we will get to They Said It coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this morning?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 18-7 last night after beating them 5-4 earlier in the day. Important to note, Rappy homered in that early one. They swept in their first home series of the season. Alex Bregman had a homer last night, while Rafi Devers had 4 hits, 3 RBI in that one.
And Shime, to clarify, on Saturday, was that a delay and then a postponement.
Oh, what a rough day for the first time.
Got postponed.
I think
right.
It was.
It was delayed until it was postponed.
Yeah, because they didn't have a new start time. That's when something is delayed. But if there is a new start time designated, it's postponed to said start time. Okay. Not delayed.
Okay.
There was no official new start time, therefore it was a delay. Yeah, I would agree.
It was postponed because it wasn't played that day.
Even if they had said originally if the game was scheduled at 4 and they're like, no, we're going to play at 7, that's a postponement to 7.
Mm. All right.
The Sox now have the Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45. Richard Fitz getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics beat the Wizards at home 124-90. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis did not play in this one, but Peyton Pritchard led the way with 20, while Luke Kornet had a double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds. The guys had a season-high 62 rebounds and were 24 for 52 from three-point range. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 6-3. That's 11 losses in 12 games. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 31 saves in the loss. Elsewhere in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in the Capitals loss to the Islanders yesterday with his 895th goal. Women's college basketball has a champion. Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies took down South Carolina 82-59. Sarah Strong led the Huskies with 24 points and 15 rebounds. The men's championship is tonight. Florida takes on Houston after Houston's shocking win over Duke on Saturday. Tip tonight is 8:50. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. 40 degrees, drizzle outside. Feels like the 30s out there. Afternoon high, 49.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, it would seem that Wiggy's dream of seeing Vlad Guerrero in a Red Sox uniform has been shattered.
Yeah, that came and went real quick.
So, 14 years, half a Billy, as the kids would say. And
is that Canadian dollars?
That's
or?
A lot of money. That's $500 million. Second biggest deal ever in MLB history for Vlad Guerrero Jr.
So. Oh, back to Casas.
Sorry about that, Wicks.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a dream.
Sorry about that. It was a dream.
Like Biggie said.
Yeah. Okay. We will get to Courtney in today's news in about 20 minutes at 7:45. And I think we may have reached the tipping point on what can be referred to as an emotional support animal.
Yes.
After these the seven exotic animals that were seized from a man's home in Nevada. So all the news of Courtney coming up. We will play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, so you can leave one of those whenever the mood strikes on the Odyssey app. And you can listen to this show every day on the Odyssey app. Thank you to those who do. And you can listen to it when we start at 6, or you can listen to us when you have the time during the day. You can listen. You can start listening at 2 p.m. for all we care with the Odyssey app. And good morning and hello to those that are watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch. The show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations that you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the others in Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. And also, quick heads up for 9 o'clock. We'll be joined in the studio by two true crime documentary directors, producers, who believed that a Natick man's interview on my radio show 31 years ago led to his murder.
I feel like this is going to give me massive anxiety.
You think so?
Yeah.
Full anxiety on it?
Yeah. Well, you always have to be careful of what you say. And like how I always say that my biggest fear is being kidnapped really sends my parents into a tizzy, because there's crazies out there. Yeah. And this is a perfect example of somebody maybe saying something that led to their demise.
Well, if I go missing, we know a certain person who is behind it.
APD?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's at 9 on this morning show. Oh, and then heads up for tomorrow.
I guess there could be a couple more.
I lined up. Probably everybody in Twitch would be a suspect, Curtis.
I was thinking,
And then I have a mystery guest for Wiggy, specifically for Wiggy tomorrow at 9.
All right.
And you have been talking about her or him a lot on the show recently. Okay. So that's tomorrow at 9. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is presented by Ketch's Law, and Ketch's Law is honoring the people who built this city. Help Ketch's nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com, and nominate your hero today. And Shime, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Shaquille O'Neal, who is not really happy with NBA players today and says the physicality in the sport is basically non-existent compared to how it used to be.
So you think LeBron's longevity is a byproduct of the change in the physicality of the game, too?
Definitely.
Okay.
Less physical. Right now, you get a flagrant foul, you get fined, suspended. Like, guys ain't even fouling hard no more. Back before I played, it was crazy. But when I played, it was crazy. But even before, like the 80s going to 90, it was probably more physical then. But, you know, people get mad. It's just a product of what I see. I've seen what greatness is. Been there, played with them. I don't see that all the time over here. So you want me to give these the same props I'm giving them? That will never happen. So you can call it hate if you want. But even with the word hate, like these kids, they like to throw that word around. You ain't great, and I'm great. How the am I hate on you? You know, people say Charles and I, we're ruining the game talking about the product, because the product is shit. Fuck, show me greatness. Like, y'all pay a lot of money for these shoes. I want to see fuckers be great, and I'm going to always stay on them and motivate them to be great.
Shaq, getting after them.
Standing on business.
It's not like the 80s, boy.
Yeah, he doesn't see greatness.
No.
But, I mean, watching Celtic City, you see it.
Yeah, the game has evolved.
There was a lot of violence in the game, which it was not There was not a lot of flopping in the game.
Right.
So
physicality.
We have a tweet from over the weekend. Mitch has it with some of the great basketball that we missed. It was just a perfect, unedited, this clip. It's just back and forth, nothing but air on shots. Here they go down. Oh, we got a miss. Then they go back down, and then they shoot it up from three-point land, and it doesn't hit the rim. And then they throw it back, and it doesn't hit the rim. And it's just unbelievable. Missed dunks. It's just electric. Yeah.
But I don't know how you what's the expression, the genie's out of the box, like, mm-hmm. The way to fix it would be to just punish flopping, you know.
Yeah, but it's not, you always put it on flopping.
To a ridiculous extent.
Right, but you always put it on flopping. It's more than flopping. Like, you can't go back to the physicality of how the game used to be. Like, the hand checking is gone. Like Shaq said, you know, throwing elbows and getting physical down there. Like, you can't do that no more. So the only way you can go back to it is if you have to turn the game to being physical, which you can't do because you'll foul out. So there's no way to get the game from the 80s now in 2000. In 25 or even from the early 90s. It's just that's the way the game changes.
Here's a 617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. It's pathetic at this point how much guys who are supposed to represent the league hate the current players. Mm-hmm. Shaq is a loser.
I would take away, and I get he's complaining about the game and him being physical, and he talked about Wemby and who else did he talk about?
Embiid.
It was Wemby and I forget who the other player was that he said he would just back down in the post, the 7-4 players.
No, I think it might have been Ben Simmons. Did he say Ben Simmons should be arrested or something?
Well, yeah, for stealing. But yeah. He talked about Wemby. Oh, and the other guy was Chet Holmgren.
Should be. Yes, what?
But he just talked about like how bigs nowadays are wing players. I think the only way you can't change it to what it used to be, but I would go to what I would do if I was in the NBA, I would eliminate the 3-point line until the last 2 minutes of the half and fourth quarter, because then it would be more of low post game, it would be more of your mid-range game. Guys would have to work on more of that rather than just sitting behind the 3-point line hawking up shots.
978 texter suggests you could get rid of the 3-pointer entirely.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that. That's not going to create a better product. Like, you don't have to do that. You could still keep the 3-point line, and all you have to do is the last 2 minutes of the half and the last 2 minutes of the game, it becomes where you can use it.
Or if, you know, just like in football, when the NFL isn't worried about enforcing defensive holding a ton, defenders are actually allowed to play. So maybe just, I don't know, don't call quite the same kind of fouls you do down in the low post, and they might put the ball down in the low post more often. That's all.
Yeah, but even then, Shyman, unless they do something with the 3-point line, teams will just still hawk up threes because the analytics will tell you it's better to do that. That's why, you know, listen, Adam Silver wants to fix it. I've given you the best option. That's the only option that's going to change the game without having to make drastic changes to the court, to the 3-point line. And doing all and still be able to have guys that you can utilize as 3-point specialists, and it'll make the defense better because a 20-point lead, you won't be able to just get back in from a game in a 20-point lead because you can hawk up some threes.
Well, yeah, but if you do that, you're eliminating the entire offense of teams like your Celtics.
Yeah.
Like, this entire offense is built on 3-pointers.
Right. You would have to now.
The all-time record holder for most threes made in a season.
Right.
Yes.
You still have like 5 games left.
You would have to now rely on your mid-range and your post-play to be what you do, your ability to get to the rim. That's what you would have to rely on. And then you would still have the 3-pointer come into effect if you needed it towards the end of the half or towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that's what you would have to do. And you would then have to, like, you see guys that evolve. Like, Tatum has evolved. Like, Jaylen Brown has evolved into a really good mid-range player. Tatum has evolved into, you know, utilizing his mid-range. So that's what guys would have to do.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next, let's go to a little bit of golf for you here. Ryan McCormick, a member of the Korn Ferry Tour, the more or less minor leagues of the PGA Tour, was playing in the Club Car Championship, and he taped over his mouth. He explained why he was putting tape over his mouth here.
Been having not so fun time this year on the golf course. Pretty angry and mad, so I figured I've tried a lot of things. And I just figured I'd shut myself up, so I put tape over my mouth. I mean, at this point, I've tried about everything. I've read a lot of books. I've talked to people. Just too angry on the golf course, so I have run out of ideas. And I thought about the tape thing a couple weeks ago. And yeah, so just unfortunately, came down to that today. I was hoping maybe it would help me. Can't say that it did or didn't.
Did the interviewer tape over his microphone while doing that?
Holy hell.
Is that just the future recording of you after the match?
Or? Oh, yeah. So he can't control his temper, and he has to tape his mouth shut.
Mitch has a picture for it of it for you on Twitch.
Huh.
Great for his jawline too, honestly.
So does he? So yells a lot when he's frustrated.
Yes. I feel like maybe obscenities. Maybe a different occupation, one with a little less stress, might be good for him. I don't know.
Maybe he's a work from home candidate.
I mean,
because he's still going to be frustrated when he's playing bad. He just won't be able to yell f bomb, drop f bombs.
Yeah. That's. I mean, I guess that's one way to handle it.
What I would think. But don't the F-bombs come after the bad play?
Yes.
So he's still going to have bad play.
Right, it's just going, you're not going to hear anything.
I think it's actually good content. Like I think the PGA's leaned into it a little bit, like on TikTok and everything, when you see Jordan Spieth dropping F-bombs when he makes a bad chip, or a Sahith Theegala like just hurling his club into the woods when he shanks a ball. I find it hysterical.
So you have chosen Curtis as your caddy for the match, is that correct?
Well, when Shedeur Sanders doesn't go number two overall, he has to be my caddy by the laws of an agreement.
Do you know who told me they would like to caddy for me on Friday night?
Ken.
Bobby Orr?
Spaz.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be a good one. You got to run that up the flagpole, though, don't you?
that's fine.
All right.
I think that's fine. All right, what's next?
Next, Greg, let's go to Tommy Curran. Curtis had mentioned this earlier. Here is what Tom E. Curran had to say about Elliott Wolf and his current standing with the New England Patriots.
If I'm Elliott Wolf, I'm looking at, my God, every single guy that I was involved in bringing in is getting shipped out immediately before we even have our first OTA. I feel he's on a lot thinner ice than we imagine. He has absolutely nothing on his resume that makes you think he should be closer to the war room than the Bass Pro Shop. He should be, just text Elliott if you have anything you want to know. Do not be in the room giving any advice at all, because everything you touch turns to bust.
All right. I think it's changed, though. I think, don't we all agree that it's Vrabel's calling the shots now?
But why does he still talk to the media? Like, why is he still around? I don't
get it. He's the fall guy.
I don't either, Curtis. I don't understand.
But if they have a bad draft, do you really think that people will take it seriously if Vrabel blames Elliott Wolf?
No, not that Vrabel will blame him. There will be people that just from the outside looking in will blame Elliott Wolf just because he's around there. So maybe he'll take some of the pressure from the fans' perspective, and you'll put it on Elliott Wolf.
I mean, I still don't understand why Vrabel accepted. It was clearly the organization that wanted Elliott Wolf to hang around. I don't know why Vrabel said yes to that.
But even go back
15 million reasons.
But he could have driven the hard bargain on that. Like,
yeah, but Elliott Wolf was there for the interview, from what we've heard.
Right.
So it's like he knew what he was. He knew that was going to be a thing from jump.
And how many times, as Courtney alluded to, right after the introductory press conference and his sit-down with us, did Vrabel bring up his name unprovoked? Yeah.
But it's Elliott Wolf's like that cousin that no one wants to have around, but your mom's is like, listen, you got to just keep him around because he's family. And, you know, and like he might be in the room, but everybody knows he has no real power. Like, I think that's kind of what he is.
Mike Vrabel brought his own guy in anyway.
Right. He's the cousin to the Crafts. So it's like Robert saying, hey, Mike, listen,
but
do
like,
me a solid
why do they
here.
Like him so much, Wiggy?
Because he's, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, hey, do me a solid here, Mike. He's not going to, whatever he says, let it go one air out the other. He's got no juice. You're in there, but just because my wife's getting on my ass, I got to hire him. That's kind of what he's like. Yeah.
So wait, I could work with you on this. So maybe they were trying to make it untenable, and they thought Elliot would quit, and he hasn't.
Yeah.
So he's like the cousin that was told he had to sit at the kids' table, but he did instead of leaving.
Yeah, he's the. I told you, he's the wife's cousin where she's on your ass, and right. She's like, all right, just come on, give him a job, make him seem like he's doing something. Really?
So they've tried. Now they're trying stuff to get him to quit.
Yeah. When he hands you papers about guys, just put him in the shredder.
Be like,
we'll look at it.
All right, fine. We're going to release or trade all of your picks. We'll see if that makes you quit.
Yeah. And it does it because he's like, all right, you know, at least I still get to come to
I drafted Drake May, so I get to hang out.
All right. Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That's They Said It. Brought to you by Ketch's Law. And we'll get to Courtney in today's news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next.
Well, people are calling today Panic Monday as stock futures continue to fall early this morning. So with contracts tied to the major U.S. indexes, they're down more than 3% this morning. Tokyo's index lost nearly 8% shortly after the market opened this morning. And futures trading for the benchmark were briefly suspended. So exchange rates also a bit of an issue. The U.S. dollar fell to 146.24 Japanese yen from 146.94 yen. The yen is often viewed as the safe haven in times of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And the euro rose 0.3%. So there was a lot of concern over the weekend, like I said, about the consequences from Trump's tariffs. Yesterday, Trump said he will not back down. Here he is.
We will be taking in over $1 trillion over the next short period of time with the tariffs that I've already instituted. They're already in place. Now, what's going to happen with the market, I can't tell you, but I can tell you our country has gotten a lot stronger. And eventually, it'll be a country like no other. It'll be the most dominant country economically in the world.
Right. Do not look at the 401k today. I would stay away from that.
All right, so waste.
Bad.
We'll see what happens when the market opens up.
Right. Circle the back biggest, in 20 years.
The single dumbest self-inflicted wound I have ever seen in politics, and that includes Clinton and the lady. Like, what an absolute just raging narcissist that doesn't acknowledge how bad this is going to get. And a guy that's usually good at reading people? Who's patient for this? Like,
can you dumb it down for me and just tell me where I am going to feel the effects of this?
It would take too long okay. to get that dumb.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Fair.
It's just
that's fair.
It would take that long to dumb it down for most people.
No, when countries or citizens of a country are buying products from other countries,
yeah.
sometimes the other country will put a tariff on it, meaning that that product costs more.
I get all that.
So you get that part.
Yes, I'm just talking about the stocks. Like the stock market opening and people calling it Panic Monday. Like,
So the market is going to react to what they are anticipating everyday goods are going to cost, and that is more here in this country. Should there be no kind of an agreement made with all of the different nations on tariffs.
You want me to make it as dumb as possible for you? Your dollar menu will now go to a $2 menu.
No, I understand tariffs. I don't understand how the tariffs affect the 401k. I guess that's my biggest thing.
The tariffs are impacting the market
The market.
Which are your
401k.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
That's all it is.
But it's an ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully...
Don't worry about it. You won't touch your 401k for another... How old are you?
I'm 33.
Hopefully another, 30, 40 years. But
some of us don't have that long.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So, can you keep us up to date if there's been any internal emails at Echelon today?
Yeah. Well, you get penalized anyways, but if you need it, just
I'm guessing they'll have, therapists there to talk people through.
Support dogs. Yeah. Lobby.
Mayor Wu has officially announced her re-election campaign. She announced it on Saturday after speaking to protesters at the Hands Off rally at City Hall Plaza. Here's what she had to say.
Together, we have spent the last 4 years making big progress on the big challenges our city faces. And we have much more work to do. More work to keep the city safe, more work to lower costs, more work to keep investing in our schools, combating climate change, caring for our seniors, and continuing to deliver top-notch city services. It's not easy making the greatest city on earth even better. So today, I am so proud to stand before you as we launch officially our re-election campaign.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, the people are fired up over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Mm-hmm. See what happens come November.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Mitchell Walsh, a Fall River police officer, is facing criminal charges after he was arrested over the weekend at a sex trafficking ring. Police say that Walsh thought he was talking to a 15-year-old, but was actually talking to an undercover officer prior to his arrest in Charlestown.
What? Wait. He was a Fall River police officer.
Correct.
And knew he was talking to a 15-year-old?
On the force, he was doing that on purpose,
and
allegedly.
And he thought he was going to go meet a 15-year-old.
Yes. Sex.
Is he off the force?
Yes.
They have to wait till...
Well, they have to... He's suspended. During the text conversations between Walsh and the undercover officer that dates back 6 months, Walsh discussed bringing cocaine, a bottle of Tito's vodka, and small liquor bottles. He is expected to be arraigned today.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Really bad. Really bad. There's a new proposal in the Mass legislature that's sparking a fierce debate. So lawmakers are considering making a bill to put in place a 25-foot buffer zone when filming police officers or first responders. So the bill would impose a $1,000 fine and potential jail time if you do not adhere to the 25-foot buffer zone around police officers and emergency response.
How do you feel about that? I mean, it's a first
cell phone.
It's a First Amendment thing. Like, I don't know. Are people interfering when they're filming it? But yes, if they're interfering, it's a real problem. But then if they want to do it so nobody can catch, 99.9% of all law enforcement is doing it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be a time where you're catching something on.
Right.
On your phone, or somebody, that you need to be catching on your phone.
Right. But you can probably catch it from 25 feet. Like, I think that sometimes the negatives outweigh the positives of somebody trying to get in the middle of
what's going down.
Yeah.
Also, does this apply to like the people who have their like phones on in their car when they get pulled over and the cop like walks up? Does that
interesting?
Yeah, that would apply to it because
would they be forced to turn their camera off if a cop pulls them over?
I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, then you just leave it alone. Leave it alone. It is what it is. And how many, you know, I guess how much of a negative issue is it versus not a positive issue, but in the fact of like people that might be filming, how much are they really getting in the way of police officers, you know, versus trying to maybe catch that one bad apple who goes sideways?
Yeah.
And just leave it alone. I mean, if you're not doing anything wrong and you're abiding by the laws, then, you know, most of the time you should be all right.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Now, this may be a technicality, but it is a lunch lady, so is that okay?
So what? Even the lunch ladies are horny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Save that.
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, okay, so what happened?
So it's a 41-year-old married
rejoin
mom.
Rejoin request, lunch lady land, please.
Yes, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
41 years old, married, and a mother. Amy right. Nicole Wigginton.
We have a photo?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She admitted to bringing a teen student to her home. This was in Alabama.
Wow.
Twice for sexual encounters. Wigginton admitted what she had done when confronted by local police, and she waived her right to be able to be taken into custody. No age has been made public, but the age of consent in Alabama is 16.
Mm. Talking about getting you free lunch.
Yeah.
Even the lunch ladies, what happened?
I
thought the teachers were ugly back in my day. The lunch ladies were worse than the teachers.
No, they were. No offense.
No offense. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, think about that. Not that she's anything to brag about, but.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Greg was far more turned on by the sloppy Joe than he was.
That was actually this woman's nickname, Curtis, for the students.
Jeez.
Or what she was offering.
She's a tater thought.
I mean, really, I can't believe, but she's married?
Married and a mom.
And a mom.
Yeah.
My Lord.
And she was bringing this student back to her place, to her house.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor
husband. I don't get it.
All right.
There's so much more too that's coming out of that the teacher that was married her like high school sweetheart or college sweetheart baseball player, like the body cam footage. She's everywhere. 30 years old, beautiful girl. Yeah. We talked about her in the news.
That's the one who said she couldn't help it that
she's
was
good
so
looking.
Hot.
She lost. Yeah. Is that the one who lost weight?
No, that was a different one.
There's another picture of her and a hubby.
Yeah,
that's the lunch lady.
The lunch lady.
Imagine that.
Huh? Yeah.
Look, gives a whole new meaning to double pizza Fridays. All right. We are going to continue with the news?
Yes.
All right. Rest of the news, including the dumbest of the day, coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.